Falcha, welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, broadcasting the best Celtic music from around the world. There's your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. Well, this session of Celtic Cafe calendar has turned to November, so we're getting ready to introduce you into some holiday music. But before we do that, I thought we'd start out with something that fits the mode of the season, and that is the music of Turlough O'Carolan, the blind harper from the 17th and 18th century. And we've got the Chieftains to start us out here from their album Boil the Breakfast Early and something called O'Carolan's Welcome.
Thank you. Much of the music played at the 1792 festival was transcribed by a young musician from Armagh named Edward Bunting and was published 4 years later as The General Collection of the Ancient Music of Ireland. The Bunting collection included around 50 compositions by Turlough O'Carolan. The most famous of all the old Irish harpers, O'Carolan was born in 1670 in County Meath. He grew up in Alderford, County Roscommon, after his family moved west to where land was more affordable. While his father was in the employment of the MacDermot Rose, Turlough lost his sight through smallpox at the age of 14. Fortunately for him, the lady of the house was much taken by the young O'Carolan and arranged for him to learn the harp so that he might earn a living. After 7 years apprenticeship to a master harper, he set out on his career with a guide and a horse. In this way, he spent much of the remaining 47 years of his life, until his death in the house of his original patrons, the MacDermot Rose, in 1738. Over a century later, the poet Thomas D'Arcy McGee wrote the following epitaph for O'Carolan. There is an empty seat by many a board. A guest is missed in hostelry and hall. There is a harp hung up in Alderford that was in Ireland sweetest harp of all. The hand that made it speak, woe's me, is cold. The darkened eyeballs roll inspired no more. The lips, the potent lips, gape like a mold where late the golden torrents floated o'er.
This is your host, Mark Gallagher, and this hour on Celtic Cafe, we're introducing you to Turlough O'Carolan, the last of the great blind Irish harpers. And Ron Cavanna there gave us a really brilliant little mini biography all about O'Carolan there. And before that, we had the Boston Pops with Keith Lockhart from their 1998 album called The Celtic Album with Loftus Jones. And we opened up with The Chieftains and Carolans, or O'Carolan's Welcome. Some of the titles omit the O from the beginning of O'Carolan. O'Carolan was a composer, but not in the classical sense that we know composers today. But he is considered by most people in Ireland to be Ireland's national composer. And we're going to continue on with more music from O'Carolan the entire show. And next we go to the Camerata Kilkenny, which is a harpist and violinist, and also brings in David Power on the Elan pipes, and something called Shea Big, Shea More, which means Little Hill, Big Hill. Thank you. two of my favorite tracks from Terlecho Carolyn there. Of course, he composed those a long time ago, but we have modern versions of them. But so many of the bands in trad music today will record those tracks for you. That was Dedannan. It's called Carolyn's Draft. And before that, we had the Camerata Kilkenny with David Power and Shea Big, Shea Moore, which are those two hills I was talking about. They're actually Fairy Hills, and they're in County Leitrim. Well, next we go to a song that he composed for Fanny Power, and a lot of the songs that he did were for his patrons. And this time it's by Sean O'Rita and the Kulturi Colon and Sean O'Say. So this is one of the ones where we actually have some words to it. He did compose the music while he was riding on his horse from place to place and then put the words once he stopped where he was going to. Some of the most of the tracks today don't include the words, but this one happens to, and it's called Fanny Power.
Is mien lam laver per oig vni huir Is wish le gan o lug mi gus coil Y visin son maile tai quan loch riuch Tam wych nor cosog me lovely Is erogs is trehoch an vaid an vrask o font Grog rin a heron an perle das golont Holy good train is not yet a gifali, a word in fanning in love. Slut a fardol a niog do gro Sa fanny das gan oil non lis non mool Fur buog a minig le hoile Na rog a men sail og a mi me good can a suck Thou sag a hair of his mare the vinish Fog remontation a dear of ins prelat A fair la linif na mon glock. Thank you.
In the world of music, Carolyn's music travels pretty well throughout the world. That's a track called The Landlady, and it's by Michael Vitosky and the Gypsies of Moscow off of their album called Talisman. Before that, we had Sean O'Shea with Shona Rita and Kulteri Cohen and Fanny Power. Well, next up, we have a song to close out this segment of Celtic Cafe, and I'm going to dedicate it to a patron. Well, the patron in this particular song of O'Carolan's is Robert Jordan, but it just so happens that was my college roommate as well, so I'm going to dedicate this to him. Here we have A Plank City with Robert Jordan. More music of Turlough O'Carolan, the 17th and 18th century Irish blind harper, coming right up, right here on Celtic Cafe Radio. You're listening to music composed by the blind harpist Terlico Carolyn, and that was kind of a triple dose. So what happened in that particular set was we started out with his two patrons, Mrs. McDermott Rowe, whom sent him off on his journey to become a harpist after he became blind, and then her husband, Henry McDermott Rowe. Two tracks by them, and we kind of made that into a triple dose with the Lament for Owen Roe O'Neill, who is not related to them, but the Roe in that means red, by the way. Roe means red in Irish. And Owen Roe O'Neill was one of the youngsters that left Ireland in the Flight of the Earls. He eventually came back, fought the parliamentary people, ended up getting killed in the Cromwellian time period. Anyways, a triple dose there from compositions of Terlico Carolyn. Well, next up we go to Dennis Doyle. He has another track here. It's known as The Princess Royal. It's another one of my favorites.
Thank you.
Oh, if you're an Irish traditional fan, I'm sure you're loving this show because we've got lots of roots of traditional Irish music in this particular show, all written and composed by Turlough O'Carolan. And that was Chris Norman, the man with the wooden flute, with Robin Bullock back behind him, and something called Hugh O'Donnell. Well, we're going to wrap it up here with a couple of tracks. First off, O'Carolan's Concerto by Ian Minogue, and we'll finish it up with Carolan's Farewell to Music by Mary Cassidy. Thank you. That's it for this session of Celtic Cafe. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, tell your friends. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. If you missed any portion of the show or want to listen to previous shows, just go to CelticCafeRadio.com on any device and select the MP3 link to stream online. You can view playlists from this show or any show on the streaming page. If you have questions about Celtic music or feedback on our show, just email me at music@CelticCafeRadio.com. That's music@CelticCafeRadio.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, Slán lát.